This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Facebook's new revelations of political manipulation of its accounts, this time Iranian against Britain, indicates that the 2016 Russian election tactics in the U.S. are being applied in the Middle East, Latin America, and the United Kingdom. South Africa blasted Trump over yet another racially divisive quote, this time threatening an investigation of land seizures from white farmers in that country without compensation. Education Secretary Betty DeVos is weighing whether to tap a fund to allow schools to buy guns that Congress had specifically prohibited. A recent analysis of government data by a nonpartisan policy research group found that the denial rate for H-1B visa petitions had increased 41% in the government fourth fiscal quarter of 2017 compared with the third quarter. Nepal receives one-third of its domestic product from transfers of money from its citizens abroad, called remittances, one of the world's highest rates. Saudi Arabia sets quotas for countries that send pilgrims to Hajj, the annual pilgrimage to Mecca, based on their Muslim populations. In Indonesia, which has by far the largest such population in the world, the wait time can range from 7 to 37 years. California is on the verge of establishing a safe and affordable drinking water fund financed by fees assessed on dairy producers and fertilizer manufacturers and by a voluntary $1 per month contribution of water customers through their water bills. Almost a million Californians, largely in rural areas, drink contaminated water because of the inability to finance treatment plants to deal with runoff and other problems. Firefly, a Bay Area security firm with 3,000 employees, was responsible for identifying state actors from Iran trying to influence politics in various countries through fake accounts on Google's YouTube and especially Facebook. Verification of the Trump payments to two women, the porn star and the former Playboy model, has also come from an immunity deal with tabloid publisher David Pecker of the National Enquirer, one of Trump's closest friends. Freddie Mac is offering a new lower-cost financing program to owners of apartments who agree to cap rent increases for the life of the loans, similar to rent control. The Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Ransky, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.